Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. This is the Chad Hartman Show on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. Dave Harrigan in, producing as always. I don't need to get into how I feel about Donald Trump. Will I vote for Donald Trump? Anything that's happened in his past. Let's talk about a current, I guess you could call it controversy, that people have been talking about for about a week, that I think he is doing himself a massive disservice. And it has to do, and it still revolves around him going to Arlington Cemetery for a visit, National Cemetery, and the, if you want to call it photo op or pictures that he took with families, thumbs up, smiling, and all, and people feeling a certain way about it. And people thinking, some people thinking that he was, that it was a political stunt. That's what Vice President Kamala Harris said. Whether you agree with that or not, he's been criticized for it. Okay. How it came off. What was his intent? Well, I don't know what his intent was. Okay. So I'm not going to criticize what his intent was because I don't honestly know. And I don't think that any of us will ever get to the bottom of it. But Donald Trump is making a massive mistake and a misstep. And it could be easily corrected, in my opinion. But his ego won't allow him to do it. So when I look at this situation and people, Gold Star military families that don't like the picture taking and the process of what's what should not be happening at the cemetery or not. The easiest thing to do and what Donald Trump should do, in my opinion, okay, you don't have to agree with my opinion, but it's my opinion, is should he should just say to the American people and specifically to those families, look, my intention was not to disrespect any fallen U.S. service members. My intention was not to disrespect U.S. families. That's not my intention. So if you take it as disrespect, if you feel that I have done wrong by your loved one that is departed, then I apologize. That was not my intention. I am sorry. That was not my aim. He won't do that. And to me, that is problematic. And I don't understand why he wouldn't. And it doesn't have to be some long, drawn-out thing. He could just look to everybody. And you know how, like, sometimes when we have issues with one another, whatever, and something goes sideways, or the young kids would say, go left. What do we say? My bad.
My bad.
My bad. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's not, I wasn't trying to, I wasn't trying to, you know, make you feel bad. I wasn't trying to disrespect you in any way. I wasn't trying to do anything other than whatever, you know, the issue is. Why does he just do that? And look, I get it. There'll be people that say, well, Lake, you know, that's not in him. If it's not in him at this particular point, and it hasn't been, you know, in the history of Donald Trump where he's going to step out and do that, then I just don't understand how the majority of the nation is going to get behind him now in 2024. To me, this is the most simplest thing that he can do. And this is another thing that I'll look at, okay, because they put out a statement, okay, his campaign, they issued a statement on Sunday. And even in this statement, I'm a little bit lost, okay? So he thanked family members, okay, for their statement via social media because there was a statement that was put out by family members. But listen to this. This is something that he wrote. It says, quote, thank you for saying you wanted me to stand with you and take pictures. That it was your request, not mine. Isn't that a weird thing to say? I mean, I'm dancing to family members. And to take pictures, that it was your request, not mine. I don't know. I feel weird about that line. It's almost like, well, you guys wanted me there. You guys wanted to take the pictures with me. It's not like I wanted to really be there. It's not like I really wanted to be amongst you and honor your fallen loved one. I don't know. To me, when you think about people that have honor, we should all be able to take a look in the mirror. And I don't care what it is, because we've all done things that we're not proud of. We've all made mistakes, intentional and unintentional. And when things are not the way or feelings are hurt on whatever side, it takes a person, an honorable person, to be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what? That's not my intention. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to offend you in any way, shape, or form. So I apologize if it hurt you or you were offended by what I did. And we see that all the time because we have these debates, right, when somebody apologizes, whether it's on social media or they put when they're in the there's a firestorm going around, what's going on? And then what's the next thing people will say, right? People say, well, I'm not sure it was genuine. Yeah, they only said that because exactly. They got in trouble. You know what? Who cares? Who cares at this particular point? Because it's not for me or anybody else to try to decipher whether Donald Trump's apology, if he puts an apology out there or he says that he's sorry, it's not for Henry Lake to say, well, it's instant. I can have the opinion about whether it's sincere or not because we all are entitled to our opinion, but at least you put it out there. I don't know. What do you think?
I think you said it. It's not in the playbook. It never has been. And, you know, you can – there's a lot of ways to look at – to identify what strength is in a person, you know? Apology. An apology can be great strength. Other people say, no, great strength is never admitting you're wrong, never admitting your fault. And that's been the Donald Trump and the Trump business playbook for years and for decades. And that's just, you know, it's the way the man is. It's the way he's built his business. He's lived his life. So, you know, who's gonna argue right with him right now? You know, he can look at his life and look at his, you know, the way he's gone about things and say, look, I've been a very successful businessman. I've been a TV star. I've known around the world. I've become the president of the United States of America. This has worked for me for almost 80 years. Why would I change now? Because clearly there is a vast section of the public that love it, that absolutely love it.
Absolutely. And there's even things that he's done that, regardless of how I feel about him, that I don't even criticize. I'll give you a perfect example, and it's with this story. So the picture or pictures of him and the thumbs up and all that, I'm not even reading too much into that. Because people were like, well, look at him. He's smiling, and he's putting his thumbs up. And like,
yeah, everyone's a body language expert, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, guys, we're going overboard with this. This is way too deep. Like, I think that he is so used to taking photographs of the thumbs up and him smiling that is second nature to him, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think that he intended to disrespect somebody by smiling. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not reading that much into it. So I give him a pass on that. But I can't give him a pass on not stepping up and just saying, my bad. That's the least you can do. And to me, that is something that if you step up and say, my bad, I didn't intend to offend, then I think out of all the things people look at, you know what they would say? That's relatable. I can relate to that. Because we've all had moments where we're like, oh, whoa, I didn't mean to. You know, we say things, you know, and you don't mean to offend somebody. But you let that person know, look, I truly and sincerely apologize because that was not my intention. He's got to be better than this. He should be better than this. And like you mentioned, he's, what, almost 80?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
But, I mean, the way he looks at it, I think, is if you just let it go. If you don't apologize, you don't acknowledge, you don't admit fault, if you just let the people talk about it, eventually it'll get talked out.
Yeah.
Eventually it'll be done. You will never have to admit you were wrong. You will never have to, you know, face the music in any way. It's just, we're going to, you know, like I said, put out the statement. That's it. It's not an apology. It's an explanation of what happened, and we're going to move on. Let the left go absolutely bonkers about it, and then you know what? A couple weeks later, it'll be gone.
Yeah,
and that's happened for so many issues with him. And it, you know, like I said, who might argue? It's worked.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, a special day for me and my family, but I wonder how you feel about one particular person in your family. I ask the question, I get your reaction. We do that next. Henry Lake, it's a Chad Hartman Show.